It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we go, diving deep into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, and Christmas sweater and everything.
Oh, good morning, Kyle. I'm happy to wear my Christmas sweater because it actually has pink and it matches your pink shirt.
There we go. Very good.
Yeah. So I'm happy to be here this morning and excited to be diving into a crucial topic for both home buyers and sellers, and that is home inspections.
So let's kind of start with the basics. What exactly is a home inspection?
Well, a home inspection is a comprehensive assessment of a home's condition. So an inspector evaluates various elements of the home, like the structure, roof, plumbing, electrical systems, the HVAC, and they can even check for health-related issues such as mold and radon gas.
Now, that sounds pretty essential. Are they required during the buying process?
You know, home inspections are not mandatory, but many buyers choose to include a home inspection as a contingency in their purchase agreement. So this helps a buyer identify any major issues before finalizing the sale. So, however, we're seeing in competitive markets that some buyers might waive inspections to strengthen their offers.
Interesting. Now, who actually performs these home inspections?
Yes, so home inspections are usually conducted by certified professionals from organizations like the American Society of Home Inspectors or the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors. So it's important to hire someone that has qualifications to ensure a thorough evaluation.
Which means there's a cost to that. So who foots the bill for these home inspections?
Well, some of these are usually negotiable, but typically it's the buyer who pays for the inspection. So sometimes sellers will have a pre-inspection done before listing their home to better understand its condition. In some cases, sellers may even agree to cover inspection costs as a concession during negotiations.
Well, that seems pretty fair. Can buyers join the inspector during the assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. So, in fact, it's highly beneficial for buyers to attend the inspection. They can learn firsthand about the home systems, where everything is located, and ask questions about any potential issues. Typically, in our area, buyers are showing up near the end of the inspection with their agent so they can meet with the inspector and go over the report and findings.
And how long does a home inspection typically take?
Yeah, most inspections last between 2 to 4 hours, depending on the size and condition of the home and the types of inspections a buyer may want to have done.
So what are some common issues that inspectors find?
Yeah, inspectors are frequently flagging things like structural problems. We sometimes see faulty wiring that can be, some of it can be easily remedied, some of it's more serious. HVAC issues, safety hazards such as insufficient smoke detectors. And in our area, especially during the rainy season, we may see homes with standing water in the crawl space. And home inspections just valuable for educating buyers about the home's current condition and maintenance needs.
Now, I've heard the term as is thrown around a lot lately when it comes to the topic of home, you know, inspections, whether you do one or not. What does it mean when a home is listed as is?
Excuse me. So when a home is sold as is, it means the seller's not making any guarantees about the home's condition and won't be making repairs, even if the buyer requests an inspection.
Now, so that means that kind of carries some risks. That means probably buyers need to discuss options with their agents.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have seen where a seller will say as is, and a lot of this just depends on how the negotiations have already went. And sometimes the sellers are willing to make repairs. Just depends on what it is that has been discovered.
Now, obviously, great advice there, and it's an essential topic. Now, if somebody's considering a new home, a thorough inspection can save you from from unexpected surprises down the line, right?
That is absolutely right. You'd best be prepared and know up front if there's anything that you need to be aware about.
Yeah, good. You're making the biggest investment of your life. It's a good time to know exactly what's going on. What about local real estate around the Umpqua Valley?
Yeah, so let's talk about some of these coming soon listings. 1861 Northwest Kesey Street. That's going to be coming on the market here. It's a coming soon. They're not allowing showings yet. This is a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,008 square feet, $349.9.
A good price point for a lot of people and a popular neighborhood.
Yeah, definitely. On Kesey Street, walking distance to the YMCA and the park. And then, these are popular. These have been selling all year. This is a single wide in a park, 701 Lichen Lane, two bedroom, one bath, 924 square feet, 25.9. They have it as a fixer upper, but affordable home. Someone could get in and make some improvements and have an affordable home.
Now, I know a lot of interest in Sutherland these days. What are you about there this week?
Yeah, so 863 Medina Avenue, 489. This house is only 3 years old, single-story home, over 1,900 square feet, sits on a corner lot, 489.
Wow. Good price for a lot of people as well. Mm-hmm. Let's go further out, like Dave's Creek.
Yeah, so this is a neat property, just a little over 39 acres, three bedroom, two bath, $675, only one day on the market.
Wow, so a brand new listing there. I see you've got another one of the lower priced homes, too.
Yeah, so we're moving on to sold properties here. 505 Clarice Lane, another home in a park. Built 1978, two bedroom, two bath. This just sold for $29,000, and it was only on the market 13 days.
And what about over in Newton Creek?
Newton Creek, there's still affordable homes out there for people. So this one just sold 5 days on the market. Two bedroom, one bath, 900 square feet. This house was listed for $229,000. And it sold for above asking price, $231,500.
Now, when I'm out at some of the wineries, I notice the new Fort McKay subdivision. I see there's one there.
Yeah, this subdivision's filling in really quick. So I think they're slated for over 50-plus homes in that subdivision. But this was a brand-new three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,506-square-foot single-story home. These are easy-care small lots. Sold for $400,000.
Wow, 1,500 square feet as well. What about out by the college?
Yeah, so this is interesting. The North River Drive community up by UCC, five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath home for 4,500 square feet on 0.59 of an acre. This sold for $648,000.
And I've heard there's a river nearby.
There is, yeah. You got the North Umpqua River there. This property does have some... I believe you probably have a common area where you can access the river and, you know, enjoy the rapids.
A lot of things there. What about new other new listings or open houses you have this
weekend?
Yeah,
so today from 11 to 1, I'm actually hosting my 40th open house of the 50 open house challenge. I'm almost done with this challenge. 270 Glenwood Court, 5.65 acres, three bedroom, two and a half bath. Out in the Fisher Road neighborhood, it's got a great view of the Callahans, 20 by 30 workshop, super private and nice usable acreage. So I'm doing that from 11 to 1, and that just got a new price to $675.
Wow, that's a good price out there.
Yeah, definitely. In a nice, quiet neighborhood near the North Umpqua River.
All right, what else should people know about this week?
Yeah, it's Christmas week. Things have slowed down a little bit. We're going to get an update next week on how things are finishing up for the year. But, you know, just enjoy it. I'm happy to see that we get a lot of out-of-town visitors, people enjoying their families and the holidays. And even with all of that, realtors are still available. So make sure you call for an appointment.
Now, you've got 10 more open houses after today. Are you doing any of these on Christmas?
I'm not doing any of these on Christmas, but yes, I will be doing three of them on Saturday, one on Sunday, and right after Christmas, I'll be finishing up the rest.
Wow, and you've got other agents doing this too, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple agents on our team doing this challenge. It was a 50 open house challenge between October 15th and December 31st. I can say Jeannie on our team is already done, and we've got a couple more finishing up.
Wow, that is a lot of work, but it really puts the properties out there where people have a chance to see them more in depth.
That's absolutely right. I've met a lot of neat people in the community and made some new friends along the way doing this.
All right, if people want to get connected with you as they get ready to consider a big investment or maybe selling their home, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg or give us a call at 541-366-6080 or find us online at marygilbert.com.